Well, listeners, today's commentary is about evaluating 100 days of Prabowo and Gibran administration. Indonesia's current government, led by President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka, will mark its 100th day in office by the end of January 2025. As expected, many evaluated the administration's work during this early period. Evaluating the first 100 days has become a common practice. Various organizations have conducted surveys to gauge public satisfaction with the government's work. A poll from Litbang Kompas, the research arm of Indonesia's newspaper Kompas, shows that 80.9% of respondents are satisfied with the administration's first 100 days. According to Kompas.com, the high approval is largely due to publicly supported and populist policies. President Prabowo has been active domestically and internationally since the start of his term. On the global stage, besides attending important fora, the 8th Indonesian president expressed Indonesia's desire to join BRICS. As of January 2025, Indonesia officially became a member of the group, which now includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates. Other key programs have also been rolled out. After a trial period in late 2024, the Free Nutritious Food Program was officially launched on January 6, 2025. While not all children in Indonesia have enjoyed it yet, President Prabowo apologized and promised that by the end of 2025, all children in the country would have access to nutritious food. Some also appreciated the steps taken by Prabowo's red and white cabinet in downstream and industrialization programs. Public housing is one of them, with 40,000 homes built since October 20, 2024. Indonesia has even partnered with Qatar to develop 1 million homes with a total investment of over 262 trillion rupiahs, or about $16 billion. Speakers of the Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani also gave positive feedback, as she expressed her gratitude for the positive public reception of President Prabowo's government. It may be too early to judge the administration's success based solely on the first 100 days. However, at least, this could be an early step to realizing all that has been targeted and planned. Positive feedback and recognition can serve as motivation for ever greater achievement. However, the success is not just the responsibility of the president, vice president, and cabinet. The real support of regional government, businesses, and the Indonesian people will be crucial in shaping the country's future. Hopefully, his administration could be better, as President Prabowo has claimed that the red and white cabinet's hard work aimed to deliver the best for the people. That was commentary.